you will, turn in your New Testament to 2 Corinthians chapter 6. We're going to use that text by way of invitation this evening. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. First 10 or so verses of this text, the Apostle Paul does again what he does often, and that is gives a defense of himself. It's necessary for him to do so. We've talked about this in the past. We won't belabor the point. But in this particular case, as a part of his defense, he talks about his ministry among them. The Corinthians, of course, if you read the first epistle, and I may have said 1 Corinthians, I meant 2 Corinthians, so if I didn't say it correctly, 2 Corinthians 6 is where we are. But in his first epistle, he was very critical of the Corinthians because of numerous sins that were present among them. The worldliness that existed, the division that was present, their destruction of the proper concept and practice of observing the Lord's death. A lot of things that they did that were wrong. And he severely admonished them as a result of that. Now, as his motivation, he states in verse 11 of the text, "O Corinthians, we have spoken openly to you. Our heart is wide open." I like the phrase. I want you to think about that phrase a little bit. Our heart is wide open. We say this many times with regard to any chastisement or admonition that is given, that the proper motivation for such chastisement is a love for others. The Apostle Paul certainly had this. If you do not have a love for another, then your chastisement, number one, will be ineffective, but it also can condemn you because your attitude is not right before God. But that wasn't the case with the Apostle Paul. He did what he did, even with the severe rebukes that he offered to them, because of his love for them. His heart was wide open for them. And he challenged them to have the same kind of heart in return. So I want you to notice what he says in verse 11. He said, "Corinthians, we have spoken openly to you. Our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own affections." So what restricted them, and I think from this, the essence is restricted them with regard to their approval before God, being as they should be and accepted of Him. He says in verse 13, "In return for the same, because our hearts are open to you," he said, "you also be open." And that's the right and proper attitude and the right and proper spirit that we should have toward one another. Open hearts toward one another as Christians. And of course, certainly an open heart and a love for God. But what the Corinthians were guilty of, as indicated by this text, was opening their hearts to the world rather than to Paul and to God. And that was the reason why there are so many problems in the Corinthian church. And so as he talks about that, he does it within the context of fellowship in verse 14. He says, "Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? What communion has light with darkness? What accord has Christ with Belial? What part has a believer with an unbeliever?" In conclusion, down in verse 17 and 18, he says, "Come out from among them and be separate. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you, says the Lord. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." And so the question I want to ask for our consideration is, to whom is your heart open? Where are your affections? What is it that is limiting you, if anything? And the Apostle Paul indicated, and it was obvious, it was not just a mere protestation, it was obvious in his ministry and the work that he did, that he dearly loved the brethren. His concern, the prayers that he offered, his letters, his ministrations were for the purpose of bringing individuals to be reconciled to God and to save them eternally. So his heart was open. And if their hearts were open in return, then they would be as they should be. But if instead their affections were elsewhere, then there are problems. So we need to open our hearts to God and open our hearts to one another. And if there are any problems that exist, by opening our hearts to God and opening our hearts to one another, those problems will go away. The only thing that limits us is misplaced or limited affections with regard to the things of God. So think about those things. I hope and pray that the invitation words have been helpful to you. And we're going to offer an invitation at this time by asking if there is anyone who is here who needs to respond to the message of the gospel to do so tonight. you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, you're willing to confess that before those assembled this day, willing to turn away from a life of sin and live for Him, be baptized to have your sins washed away, and you can rise and walk in newness of life. If we can help you in that, or if there is something else that we can assist you with as a child of God, pray on your behalf, encourage you in some way. The invitation's extended. We ask that you come. Together we stand and sing.